Let's advance.
Excerpt 22, Bala Sulam Shamati 218, the Torah and the Creator are one. The Torah is called the light in it. This means that during the study, when you feel the light and want to give to the Creator with this light, as it is written, one who knows the Master's commandment will serve him. Hence, he feels that he exists, that he wants to bestow upon the Creator. And this is the sensation of one's self. However, when one is awarded the discernment of the Torah and the Creator are one, one finds that all is one. At that time, one feels the Creator in the Torah. One should always crave the light in it. And the light we can with what is learned. Although it is easier to find the light in words of Kabbalah.
Come on.
Excerpt 23 from Bala Sulam, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, item 22. It is easier to draw the light in the Torah while practicing and laboring in the wisdom of truth than in laboring in the literal Torah. The reason is very simple. The wisdom of the revealed is clothed in external, corporeal clothes, such as stealing, plundering, torts, etc. For this reason, it is difficult and heavy for any person to aim his mind and heart to the Creator while studying so as to draw the light in the Torah. It is even more so for a person for whom the study in the Torah, in the Talmud itself, is heavy and arduous. How can he remember the Creator during the study, since the scrutiny concerns corporeal matters and cannot come in him simultaneously with the intention for the Creator? Therefore, he advises him to practice the wisdom of Kabbalah, as this wisdom is entirely clothed in the names of the Creator. Then he will certainly be able to easily aim his mind and heart to the Creator during the study, even if he is the slowest learner. This is so because the study of the issues of the wisdom and the Creator are one. Let's go. Keep going. Excerpt number 24, Bala Sulam, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, item 23. From the words of the Gemara, a disciple who has not seen a good sign in his study after 5 years will also not see it. Why did he not see a good sign in his study? Certainly, it is only due to the absence of the intention of the heart, and not because of any lack of aptitude, as the wisdom of Torah requires no aptitude. Instead, as it is written in the above study, the Creator said to Israel, "Regard, the whole wisdom and the whole Torah is easy. Anyone who fears me and observes the words of the Torah, the whole wisdom and the whole Torah are in his heart." Of course, one must accustom oneself in the light of Torah and mitzvot. And I do not know how much. One might remain in waiting all his years. Hence, the Baita warns us not to wait longer than 5 years. Moreover, Rabbi Yossi says that only 3 years are quite sufficient to be granted the wisdom of the Torah. If one does not see a good sign within that length of time, one should not fool himself with false hopes and deceits, but know that he will never see a good sign. Hence, one must immediately find himself a good tactic by which to succeed in achieving Lishma and to be granted the wisdom of the Torah. The Braita did not specify the tactic, but it warns not to remain seated in the same situation and wait longer. This is the meaning of the Rav's words, that the surest and most successful tactic is the engagement in the wisdom of Kabbalah. One should leave one's hand entirely from engagement in the wisdom of the revealed Torah since he has already tested his luck in it, and he did not succeed. And he should dedicate all his time to the wisdom of Kabbalah, where his success is certain.
Next.
Excerpt number 25. Most of the authors of Kabbalah books did not direct their books, but only to such readers that have already attained a disclosure of the faith and all the sublime attainments. Therefore, we must ask, why then did the Kabbalists obligate each person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Indeed, there is a great thing in it, worthy of being publicized. There is a wonderful, invaluable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, although they do not understand what they are learning. Through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they are reading, they awaken upon themselves the lights that surround their souls.
Questions?
No. Well.